This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toastiness on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Thanksgiving travel figures to be kind of a challenge as storms are forecast across most of the nation. Wintry weather's already hitting the Northeast. Snow and ice from Ohio to New England, and more bad weather is expected from the Southwest to the Great Lakes starting today. In Alabama, they're mourning the death of a longtime county sheriff. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed during an otherwise routine incident on Saturday night in which he was called to the scene of a report of loud music in a parking lot. His death has hit a lot of folks hard. Callie Griffin is one of them.
He just was taken too quick and too fast, you know. And because I know everybody, you do not have to die. You're not here to stay. But it's just a shock.
No motive's been established. The suspect, an 18-year-old William Case Johnson, ended up surrendering about 4 hours later. He's the son of a Montgomery County sheriff's deputy. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies in the theaters over the weekend.
Has Elsa seemed weird to you?
She seems like Elsa.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
As expected, Disney's Frozen 2 cleaned up at the box office over the weekend, bringing in $127 million. Dropping down to number 2, Ford vs. Ferrari with Matt Damon and Christian Bale at $16 million. Number 3, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, bringing in $13.5 million. Number 4, 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman, grossed $9.3 million. Number 5, Midway with $4.7 million. 6 is Playing with Fire, bringing in $4.6 million. The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen is at number 7 with $3.4 million. Just under that, the remake of Charlie's Angels at $3.2 million at number 8. Number 9, Last Christmas with Emma Thompson, bringing in $3 million, and The Joker drops down to number 10 with $2.8 million. I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Adam Hauser is going to be joining us, National Director of Collegians for the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow, a nonprofit based out of D.C. He's been a speaker at various universities across the nation. I guess they still let him in on universities, you know. But I'll tell you, the universities are just a bit too weaponized this day. I mean, here they are. You know, the future of our country, where you want them exposed to various thoughts and ideas. I mean, if freedom should reign and the First Amendment should reign anywhere, I mean, the headquarters should be our college campuses. But nowadays, sadly, too many have decided to cut off speech that, you know, let's say just to cut the baby in half, is a value to the tune of at least 50%. So let's just become an ideologue and only hear 50% of the reasoning, and we're going to shut out the rest of, you know, the rest of the conversation, because, you know, that's the order of the day. Well, if you do that, I mean, I don't see that as extending and adding to the level of potential intelligence from the headquarters of the intelligentsia, to say the least. Adam Hauser, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Okay, lots to talk about here, in particular, the forest fires witch hunt. You know, in California, I was born and raised in California, and I saw this cycle time and time again. The fires would come, and then after the fires, the rains would come, and then we'd have flooding and mudslides all over the place. That has not stopped for decades, and it doesn't seem, after all this experience, that, well, let's just say the Democrats, you got to call it for who it is, not Republicans. It's a one-party state, so it's clearly their lack of management in arresting this particular situation.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. And the reason I call it a witch hunt is because they just seem so married to this really almost religious idea that every problem we have that has to do with the environment, or even beyond that, has to be because of human-caused, you know, climate change and catastrophic, apocalyptic climate change. And so what that does is they waste all their money and time and resources trying to fix this problem, which they'll never really get to, and they're ignoring really common-sense approaches of cutting down dead trees, doing the controlled burns that the firefighters do. And so really it's kind of spiraled into this really horrible and tragic situation. And unfortunately, I don't see it coming to a close anytime soon, because they won't look at the real problem.
Exactly. You know, Adam, to your point here, it would be reasonable to expect, I mean, because they've heard this, this isn't new, you know, in terms of land management and the mismanagement that they've exercised. You would think that they would, you know, for a moment say, all right, we'll do it your way. Let's try it. We've been doing it our way all these decades, and it just keeps cycling, and it's a mess. So let's try it your way. Then bring those facts to bear, and then come, you know, come back to us and say, all right, this is our discovery. This is what we found. Right. But meanwhile, we just have at this point what seems to be two theories. Theirs happen to be weaponized. Our theory and consideration has been put on the back bench because meanwhile they have the audacity, if that's not enough, Adam, as they go to the Treasury and claim foul and they want us to pay for their idiocy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, I wish we lived in a situation where a political side, a political party could be, hey, this isn't working, let's try something else. But unfortunately, that's not the, you know, political atmosphere that we live in today, and especially not in California, where you very aptly put it, it's one-party rule. You know, they just control everything, and they have for years and years and years. And really what happened was, back in the 90s, this kind of what we call, like, really radical environmental movement, where they've got this view that the forests are kind of a perfect Eden. And for a man to have the audacity to dare to cut down even any dead trees or do any of the controlled burns that need to do in order to stop this problem from getting to a catastrophic level, I mean, that's just really a mortal sin.
It really is. Because,
yeah.
You're basically, you want to attempt to reinvent the wheel. When you know historically the wheel has worked, historically we know that land management and the proper grooming of the trees, as you know, to your point, it works. But now we want to abandon that because we want to save the one-eyed blue, you know, what weasel or something? I don't know, whatever bug is on their target list.
Started. Yeah, where it all started was back in the 90s where there's this owl called a spotted owl that was really in danger, you know, and it's still in danger. But unfortunately, what they did was they put an end to a lot of the logging that was going on to try to save it. But now, I mean, it's clear that the numbers really haven't recovered that much, and it's natural predators that were causing this owl to decrease in number. And now instead, we've got what is essentially over a billion what they call board feet, which is just a measure for the volume of these, you know, lumber. Increasing every year. So we've fallen way behind in keeping the forest at a manageable level, which is why I'm afraid to say that until we get these lumber practices back in and just manage it, you know, this problem isn't going to get any better.
So we're losing both sides of the war, but we're going to still continue with the one side, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly
right. That's insane.
And it's insane. And really, you know, it's not just the Democrats in the government there, but it's also their allies in these environmental organizations that are preventing the United States Forest Service from doing their job. I mean, for example, in 2013, we had this horrible fire called the Rim Fire in the Sierra Nevada, and the Forest Service said was, let's just allow logging on just 52 square miles to reduce the amount of flammable tinder, you know, which is really like not even at the level where it needs to be, but it's a start.
Exactly.
And a group called the Center for Biological Diversity immediately sued and said, you know, this timber sale is going to be incredibly destructive. We've got to protect these areas. And really what they're doing is, they're causing their own problems. They say we got to protect the areas, and they're preventing the government from doing what they need to do. And so really the Democrats need to also, I think, put something in place that prevents these organizations from suing the Forest Service from doing their job. But we all know that, you know, those two groups have been in bed for years. They're never going to do that.
Well, what we do, Adam, is we make them write a check. We say, all right, you write a check, you pay for the damage. So if this gets out of control after doing it your way, you're going to be responsible. But we, the people, aren't going to. And we've already done this experiment for a while. And, you know, whatever it is, if we want to give them any more or if there's enough courage and intestinal fortitude by the bureaucracy to stand up against the insidiousness of it and the insanity of it to say, look at, no more. You know, you guys have been testing this now for decades. And look at the situation. It's not getting any better. I mean, you know, you started out earlier, Adam, when you said, somebody's got to come to them and just pose the question, hey, look at what have you got to lose? Last time, you know, there was this guy, President Trump guy, who went to Black America. You know, they were on an insane trajectory. They'd just been following a pattern for years. And he said to them, he says, look at what do you got to lose? Give me a shot. And look what's happened. Unemployment at record levels. Their hourly wages have increased. I mean, and it's not just for Black America. It's people of all colors. It's all Americans. So, you know, at some point, we've got to re-embrace common sense, do we not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about common sense, but unfortunately, that seems to escape the ruling class of California. I mean, they're so married to this idea that
exactly
catastrophic climate change.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Adam after this.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez.
Access Live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I was raised, my dad was very quick to tell me whenever I used the word stupid, it really was like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. But I gotta tell you, you know, Forrest Gump had it right. Stupid is what stupid does. And, you know, we got a lot of stupid things happening in our government because we have abandoned common sense for all the sake of, you know, all this misguided passion. And and at the base of all this, Adam Hauser, is that we've abandoned the truth. I mean truth, not relative truth, not, oh, you have every right for your truth and I have every right for my truth. That's not truth. There's only one truth, but we've bought into this dialogue and this, you know, common narrative that somehow truth is relative. Well, what a humongous lie, and what is it, you know, how costly has it been not only to our culture, our kids, all this chaos that's going on right now. Let's just extrapolate this for a minute, if you can put up with me. Is that, sure. Look at the suicide rate. I was reading again here recently. Doctors, medical professionals, suicide rate up through the charts. Vets coming back to the country after serving in war conditions or serving in the military in any capacity. 2022 vets committing suicide every day. Our youth today. How many, look at that trajectory. How many young kids are committing suicide? And, you know, somehow the powers to be, and I'm just saying the heck with the powers to be, as much as it would count on any one of us, and not to say that it is a guarantee, but we have to begin to somehow push back, because the fruit of this stinking thinking and this contemporary culture that we've been embracing, it's killing our kids, it's killing everybody around us. And meanwhile, we're sitting there going after forest fire, witch hunts, and a one world government and all this other insane junk when we are blessed to have the U.S. Constitution that we have.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why I love what I do at CFACT and reaching out to college students. And, you know, believe it or not, even in California, there's still some conservative college students out there. Mm-hmm. But basically what we talk about is, there needs to be a positive solution, a positive perspective for what this country is all about and what we can achieve together, like you said, through unity. I mean, what they're being taught is just this super depressed ideology that is teaching them, hey, everything that you've learned, everything that you've achieved, everything that you have been previously taught to think by your parents that is really awesome about this country is actually, you know, it's not great at all, and it's really horrible. And that's not a positive thing. We need to be talking about, hey, what can we do to come together as Americans and solve these problems? But unfortunately, like with the fire, the left isn't really focused about solutions to problems. They're focused on just, you know, complaining about an agenda, about focusing on what's wrong as opposed to what can we do right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my whole point, Adam, and I asked this in the first hour of the show, what is their end game? You know, what's Tom Steyer's end game and all the greenies? What was it they really want? And when you get down below the veneer of what the mainstream media is reporting on, it's all about central command. I mean, they have in their own heart of hearts, Adam, if the truth be known, they believe we're overpopulated. They believe we have too many people on this planet.
Oh, yeah. And we talk about this with college students especially all the time. I mean, you look at the green.
Do the college kids understand that what they're calling for is the annihilation of humanity, or at least the trimming back? That somehow they've got a better way and a better method in which somehow there should be population control?
You know, some of them do. Some of them do. But unfortunately, what I found is that number is going down a little bit each year as more and more kids come out of an education system that is completely just one-sided, right? So when you're talking about what's the end game with these policies, like with the Green New Deal, even Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff, who was one of the main architects of the Green New Deal, came out and said in the New York Times you know, you guys think of this as a climate thing, as an environmental thing, because we think of it as a restructure and change the entire economy thing.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, it's a, they use part of this misguided view that the environment is dying horribly and use that as a means to really put in a very socialist agenda when it comes to these things. I know that in many of our vernacular, that unfortunately the term socialism is kind of becoming overused, but I mean, that's what the goal is. She is a completely proud socialist, and that is what the goal of these things are, to completely have a top-down, one federal government approach and really start rooting out federalism and local mm-hmm. government and local family stay in really every part of your life.
Yeah, tell the kids, just do a little bit of research and look into Marxism and socialism and what the end game has been throughout history. Millions of people have died at the hands of the isms. This is what Ocasio-Cortez brings to a free country, is a program to annihilate its citizens. I mean, really? I mean, are we that stupid to think that that's a reasonable consideration? All in the name of saving, whether it's a spotted owl or a one-eye beetle that we've grown to love.
Sure, sure. And, you know, facts are very inconvenient thing for those on that side, you know. And just to bring it, you know, real quick back to the fires, like, you know, you might have someone listening in this call and be like, well, wait, hold on. You know, I've heard XYZ about climate change. I've heard hottest year ever, all these things. But the data is showing that, you know, the back in 2016-17, wettest year in 122 years of California recorded history, fires were far worse back in the 1920s and 30s, over 50 million acres burned per year, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. So it's clear that, wait, why are they keep pushing these policies then if the data doesn't back it up? And it's
exactly.
Because it's fitting another agenda also, which is, hey, we can tax this. We can tax that. We can restructure this, restructure that. I mean, that's what California's been doing for decades, and they're just going to keep with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to do on college campuses, start to, hey, let's deprogram your way of thinking here. Facts matter. Let's look at history. This is very important stuff.
Well, let me tell you, what you can share with them is a very powerful app that our friend Dr. Gregory Wrightstone has put together called Inconvenience Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. It's based on his book, and it's fact-based. You can go and download this app, and any question you have regarding climate, you just go to it. And plug it in, and it will give you the facts. I mean, look at, you know, the arguments that are out there, they're plentiful. And, you know, like any other ideological group, they're well-versed, and they know what statements to put out there, and it can be overwhelming if you don't have the contra-information, if you don't have the truth. You can begin to think, yes, in fact, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's all my fault, and I don't want my kids to be complicit in this either, and so we need to get behind, you know, behind the parade here. And little do we know what, you know, what the facts are, and then we're buying into a big lie, which time immemorial in the history of man, that's what happens. They buy into a big lie, and next thing you know, millions of people are getting killed.
Yeah, and I mean, history has shown us that, like you said, time after time. And, you know, Gregory Wrightstone, he's a great friend of CFAS. We work with him a lot. That's an excellent app, excellent book as well. I highly recommend it. And not only that, but we're trying to take all this information and put it into a movie form. And so we've got a movie coming out. It's called Climate Hustle 2, and it features Kevin Sorbo from Dead and Hercules.
Yes.
That's going to come out in April, so we're really excited for that as well.
Well, make sure you keep me up to date on that, because we want to make sure we get it publicized, Adam. And again, congratulations, and keep up the great fight here on behalf of we the people who still believe in common sense, okay?
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Bill. You as well.
Hey, Adam, where can they go for more information on the organization?
You go to CFACT.org, CFACT.org.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Hauser right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
You got it. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Let me know your thoughts. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New reports say Defense Chief Mark Esper fired Navy Secretary Richard Spencer for lying about his position on court-martialed Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Esper fired Spencer, saying that the Navy boss had privately proposed to the White House that Gallagher be allowed to retire with his Navy SEAL's Trident pin. Esper says he didn't know this happened before he and the Joint Chiefs chairman tried to persuade President Trump on Friday to let the Trident Review Board consider expelling Gallagher from the SEALs. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announcing in a video released over the weekend he is running for the White House.
When New York suffered the terrible tragedy of 9/11, he took charge, becoming a three-term mayor who brought a city back from the ashes.
The billionaire says he won't accept donations and will self-fund the campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Atlantis.
'Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms. And it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You ready to tech the halls? Huh? 'Tis the season, it is. Well, our next guest is named one of Incom's top women in tech. Jessica Naziri is a tech expert, entrepreneur, writer, host, self-proclaimed chic geek. I keep looking at that, and I want to say chic Greek, but it's chic geek. Her career began as a tech news reporter for the Los Angeles Times, CNN, CNBC.com. Since then, she's appeared in TechCrunch, Fox, CBS. You get the deal. She's all over the place. She founded TechSesh.co. It's a lifestyle technology digital magazine designed for women inspired by tech. So whether it's the best apps, the latest smartphone review, new gadgets, or social media support, TechSesh.co is all about making technology digestible, relatable, and fun. Jessica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, that was quite the introduction. Thank you for having me.
Well, no, hey, this is awesome. I love technology, and, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I've been looking myself for a long time, because even when I was in L.A., there was a tech expert. In fact, went out to lunch and talked to him and said, hey, look, I want you to do a weekly feature on the show about all the latest tech gadgets, and we just have not been able to fulfill that aspect. So, hey, I love it that you're on, that we can talk about tech gadgets, especially as we get into the season.
Yes, yes, yes. I have so many great gift ideas for you. And to start, I want to tell you about one of the top tech trends in 2019. It's augmented interaction. So one of the brands I partnered with today, Tori, is a new entertainment platform for kids 6 and up. And it promotes creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking. Tori uses a special board with
critical thinking. You know, that's one of my favorite topics we talk about, because I think that's what's missing from our culture right now, is we've stifled thought, and critical thinking needs to be regenerated. So I love it. Go ahead.
And, you know, you make such a good point. Critical thinking, you know, with technology, you probably think like, oh, what happens with that? Where is all the imagination and thinking? So what's great about Tori, they use a special board. It has 3D motion tracking technology, and it brings a spaceship, a catapult, and wand to life through the Tori tablet, and it also has smartphone games. So your kids can directly control the toys to fly through space, construct 3D objects, and solve puzzles. And I'm a mom, and for me, the most exciting part is the creativity kit. I know I want kids that are creative. So with your kids, you can draw, design, color, and craft items, and they can be scanned, and they magically appear in the game. It's $169. The kit comes with a Tori board, 3 Tori toys and accessories, and a creativity kit, and you can find that on Tori.com.
What about the ages? What's the age range?
So it's 6 and up.
Wow, very good. Excellent.
Yeah, so it combines everything. It is creativity, technology, critical thinking, so I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah, no critical thinking, no creativity, no dessert for you. That's all there is.
Exactly.
So away we roll. Go ahead.
Exactly. And if you are a pet parent, or if you have a fur baby for someone else that's on the list, one of the coolest innovations for protecting and monitoring those fur babies is the Whistle Go Explore. It's the most advanced activity, location, and health tracker for pets. It's an easy-to-use pet tracker. You just snap it on your pet's collar and allows you to set and track against activity goals based on the pet's age and its size. So I know a lot of dogs are escape artists. I've seen it. So this is a perfect tool. It provides real-time location tracking, escape alerts through the app, email, and text message. Also, the fitness features, the health monitoring, and custom reminders are great for things like vet visits, medications, grooming appointments, and more. I know I'm forgetful, so this is great. And they also have a limited edition holiday collar to pair with the Whistle Go Explore. So not only will you be in style, but your dog will be in style as well. And you can find it on whistle.com.
I know. You know, it's amazing when you talk about some of these dogs that are escape artists. We had a dog, I don't know, he just had this uncanny ability with a small amount of room. I don't know if he would dislocate body parts or whatever, but somehow he'd find a way to squeeze through fences and do whatever. And this is the kind of thing I would love to have had on him, just to see. You know, you talk about being creative. These animals can be very creative as well.
Dogs are getting smarter as the technology is getting smarter. They're just like catching up.
Yeah, exactly. So how much fun? So now you and you've got decor for the holidays. So now your dog's going to look all sexy and everything in the appropriate accoutrement for the day, right?
Yeah, and you need to take pictures, right? Because if it didn't happen on camera, then it never happens at all.
Exactly. And that's do we have a place to where we can send these pictures, or we just Instagram them out in large, or are you collecting pictures this year?
I'm always collecting pictures.
Attagirl.
And, you know, this year also, something I want to tell you, so much has happened. And for me, an offbeat but unique idea for someone that has everything is the thistlefarms.org. They have an incredible selection of thoughtful gifts for everyone on your list. And it's really about giving back. Each handcrafted with love by survivors of trafficking, prostitution, and addiction. So they have hand-poured soy candles, natural body product sets, artisan-crafted jewelry, home decor, and more. And the best part, every sale goes towards helping more women recover and heal, providing them a safe place to live, a meaningful job, and a lifelong sisterhood of support. So Thistle Farms really believes that love is the strongest force in the world, and I really can't think of an online shopping destination more in line with the spirit of the season. And you can find that everything there on thistlefarms.org.
I love this cause marketing. I love the way it's happening. There's, I think I was hearing about a story yesterday about a man who has found a way to use Twitter and giving away millions of dollars.
I thought, hey, this is
a great concept, right?
Yes, yes. Mm. You know, causes for things like this is what the holidays are all about.
Yeah, as we learned, as we grow older, I know when you're younger, you think not, the first time you hear it's better to give than to receive, you go, who is that knucklehead? Let's get him out of here. We don't want him in our parade anymore. But when you get older, you actually appreciate, there's a lot of wisdom in that.
There is. And you know what? I actually have another gift for you and everyone listening. During the holidays, you really, really need to keep cybersecurity top of mind. And, you need to keep it top of mind all day, every day. But when it comes to the holidays, we're doing a lot of shopping. So one thing that I really recommend is to use secured websites when making your purchases. That's important. And then protecting your accounts by setting up alerts and changing your passwords every 3 months with really hard characters so no one can log into your account.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jessica, because especially during the holidays, because we do use, we're using our credit cards over the internet. And you say, as a general rule, I think that's a good idea at least 3 times, but maybe even during the holidays, it's okay. You can change it, every 10 days or so. It's not going to hurt, right? And it might even secure you even more.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you remember them. And
yes,
make sure these passwords that no one can get them in 20 tries, like your significant other, if they can figure it out, then a good Google search can figure out everything as well.
Yeah, and don't use a password like password, okay?
Yes.
We already know there was a highly paid political type that he thought that was wonderful to use. No, you get creative. I think one person gave this great suggestion, Jessica, that you almost write a little story with your password that is particular to you. I thought that was a great idea.
It is. It's really great. Have characters, make them long, have hyphens, just make it so difficult that no one can guess it.
Okay, let's talk another must-have gift idea for 2019. I was just going to say, what else you got up your sleeve? Go ahead.
So some great things actually you can do when it comes again to securing your passwords. There are a lot of online companies that help you secure your passwords, because I know if I have 20 accounts and I cannot remember all my passwords, there's secure password destinations where you have one login and it secures and stores your passwords for you. So that's one suggestion.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Those things really work, huh?
They really work. And two-factor authentication is also super important.
Well, Jessica, brilliant. I appreciate all the ideas. We got some great stuff to look at, and we're grateful for the sponsors, Tory.com and Whistle.com, right?
Yeah, and also Thistle Farm.
Yes, and Thistle Farm, so make sure you check them out. And so that's all the information you need to know to make it a rather tech-savvy and a tech-special holiday this year as we tech the halls, and you can blame Jessica Naziri for all the great ideas, right?
Thank you for having me. Yes, and if anyone wants to check out any of these products, they can go to techsesh.co.
Just like that. Again, one more time?
Techsesh.co.
There it is. Jessica Naziri on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jessica. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
shield. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, that's the one thing about the truth. Eventually, it does come out. I know sometimes it may take decades, but there is just something about it. I know that some would want to refer to people who don't want to instantly believe in the general narrative of things as being conspirators. It's just the fact that we're following our hearts and our minds and our own intellect to say, you know, it just doesn't square up. If things don't square up, but yet, you know, hey, they keep on lying to us because they have a different agenda. But what a waste of time. You know, I always tell the kids, it's easier to tell the truth because then you can move on with things as opposed to coming up with stories. And oftentimes if once you buy into a lie, you got to keep that lie going. And, you know, so they talk about that weave of deception that we keep spinning. And boy, with each new network of spinning weaves, you have to remember what it was you sown and what lie you told. Otherwise, you're going to get caught sooner or later. That's what happens. But yeah, it doesn't stop them from, you know, keep trying. But you know, there's things to be learned here with everything in life. So hey, we're going to be talking about some myths of Thanksgiving. You know, as the Thanksgiving holiday is just around the corner, and you're going to undoubtedly have many conversations at the dinner table. Some are just saying whatsoever, do not talk politics, you know, otherwise the dinner rolls are going to be flying and the gravy and stuff, you know, and hey, whatever the rules of engagement are in your household, God bless you, but we have so much to be thankful for. Hopefully that's the order of the day, is that we focus on things to be thankful for. But meanwhile, we're going to talk a little bit of history about, about Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is really, kind of the focal point, as some have referred to it, as, the home, the original home of American democracy and this great American experiment, referred to as America's hometown, Plymouth, Massachusetts. And, there's lots of lore, and I think with that lore, some perception and maybe some misunderstandings that over the years have been repeated. By the way, Plymouth, Massachusetts is getting ready. Are you ready? Can you please? 400-year anniversary celebration of the Mayflower ship arrival and the Thanksgiving holiday. 400, that's coming up next year. So they're already preparing and getting things together, and we're looking forward to hopefully very shortly here speaking with one of the directors. And I think Lee with us now?
Yes, this is Lee.
Lee Filson joins now. She's the executive director, and we've been waiting rather patiently, almost like the Native Americans who are waiting patiently, seeing these people coming into Plymouth, Massachusetts, because we knew we had turkey dinner ahead, right?
That's right, Bill, and thank you so much for waiting for me to tell you about the exciting things that'll be happening next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a lot of exciting stuff. I was just telling him 400th anniversary to celebrate. But before we get into that, quickly, let's talk about that first Thanksgiving meal, because there's been a lot of lore, a lot of myths about it. Break it down for us.
Well, they have. A lot of people think that we call Plymouth the first Thanksgiving because it was the first in America, but actually it was not. Actually, we call it first Thanksgiving because that was the first day of Thanksgiving that the pilgrims had after coming here and seeing half of their group pass away from a horrible winter. And so it was the first Thanksgiving between the pilgrims and the Wampanoags in the fall.
Kind of amazing that people would be so devastated and think of Thanksgiving when half of their half of their crowd died from disease, and here they are thanking God that half is still there.
Yes, they did, and if you kind of think about it, it kind of says a lot about the American spirit today. Mm-hmm. Look at all the things that we all go through, and yet we continue to be thankful and giving, and a great population that is giving and thankful.
Well, they were the ones that set up the idea that the glass is half full versus half empty, right? So to speak.
Yes, that's true. That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so the pilgrims meet with the Wampanoag tribe and celebrate the first Thanksgiving. What was for dinner?
Well, a lot of people think that they had a big roasted butterball turkey with pumpkin pie, but actually they had wild turkey, probably, because William Bradford talked a lot about how turkeys were in abundance. But when Winslow wrote about it, he talked about all kinds of fowl. All he did was say that they had much fowl there, which could have been swans. It could have been goose, duck, could have been turkey. We know also that the Wampanoags brought four deer. So we know they had venison.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, pumpkin, they would have probably eaten pumpkin, but they weren't baking at that time.
Yeah, no pumpkin pie. Marie Callender's and Perkins wasn't around at the time. So it took a little while yet. But hey, look at you. You're thanking God. You're thankful for survival and also some new friends.
Yes, and many people think that the pilgrims invited the Wampanoags, and it was that kind of a thing. But when you think about it, there were only 51 pilgrims still living at that time, and over 90 natives came to celebrate with them. Mm. And so they really far outnumbered the pilgrims.
Yes. And so as far as the traditions of Thanksgiving, is it continued? It wasn't really codified and really brought to focus until Abraham Lincoln, right?
That's right. Not until 1863. Through the years, through many presidential administrations, days of Thanksgiving had been called for any number of reasons. But in 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving for for the time that we now have Thanksgiving. And he mm-hmm. did it because it was after the war and the people needed something to look up to and to feel good about and be thankful for. And so he was also pushed by a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale, who had been trying to get him to do this for a couple of years. And so she based it after the Mayflower Pilgrims and the three-day harvest. And so it actually became a proclaimed holiday by Lincoln.
Well, let's talk about what we're going to be celebrating next year, the 400th anniversary of this event. Break it down for our audience. Tell them about it.
Okay, we've got a full year of things for everyone to do. Start making your plans now, and when you're deciding how to spend that Christmas money, spend it coming to Plymouth to celebrate and commemorate this event with us. We've got about 5 signature events. The first one is on April the 24th, and that will be a ceremony when we'll see everything from royalty and Lord Mayors from England to royalty and Lord Mayors from the Netherlands to our own United States dignitaries and maybe some celebrities, but I can't really talk about that right now.
Right.
But at any rate, we'll have things going on every day. So whenever you come, if you go to seeplymouth.com, S-E-E, Plymouth.com, you can either go to find out about the signature events to the Plymouth 400, or you can go to Plymouth Plantation and find out all of the programs going there every single day and where to stay and where to eat.
Can we eat turkey then, too? That's what you need. We need to have turkey year-round, right? Yeah, exactly.
Every single day you can get turkey here, yeah.
And pumpkin pie with a crust.
Yes,
you won't have to gnaw just on pumpkin. Exactly.
Many of our restaurants, we've even got a roast beef place they do literally an entire turkey Thanksgiving dinner in a row.
Unbelievable.
It's got turkey, it's got dressing, it's got cranberry, it's delicious.
Oh, unbelievable. All right, so let's address, we got a couple minutes left. As we said earlier, you know, the myths have abounded, and these might be some good copy points for people to talk about this Thanksgiving as they're around the Thanksgiving table. What other myths that are out there that, you know, we wish we could erase?
Well, a lot of people think President Lincoln also pardoned the first turkey, mm-hmm. and he did pardon a turkey after his son Tad became fond of it, but that was at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. The real person who did the first proclaimed pardoned turkey was George H.W. Bush in 1989.
I couldn't believe it was that late. For some reason, I was thinking it had been going on as a tradition for a number of years, but only since H.W.,
most people
right?
think that. Yeah, mm-hmm. only since H.W. A lot of people also think that Plymouth, Mass. Was named after Plymouth, UK, because that's where they sailed from, but actually it wasn't. It had been named Plymouth, Mass. Many years before that by a ship captain.
Mm-hmm. What about, did they really step on the rock? You know, we see pictures commemorating, you know, pilgrims landing on the rock.
Well, you know, some historians say yes, others say no, but it actually really could have happened because our coast is very rocky here. The weather was ice cold, and it would have made a lot of sense to get off the shallop onto a rock instead of stepping into that cold, freezing water. Mm-hmm. And it was also talked about by a man who was like a great-grandson of one of the last pilgrims who lived and swore to everyone that they had always told him that that's where the pilgrims had stepped off. And so who knows, but we do know it's a wonderful symbol of religious, civil, and liberty, and it's a great thing to come here to see.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to this, Lee. I'm sure glad, Lee, that we had a chance to talk about this because you've made it quite inviting, and we love history, and then, of course, we love turkey and pumpkin pie. So any other reason to come in and enjoy turkey and pumpkin pie year-round, why not, right?
You know, come and see us, Bill, and bring all of your listeners with you, okay?
Amen. We'll definitely do that. So where can they go for more information?
Seeplymouth.com, SEEPLYMOUTH.com.
Well, there it is. Lee Filson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lee. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that